Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Mariane Morisauer from the Berlin Film Festival. I'm here at the roundtable with Wes Anderson, director of the Grand Budapest Hotel. The humor seems to be very European. Was that intentional?
Yeah, surrounded by Europeans. And this movie, before having any story or characters or anything, the first thing I thought was I want to do a European movie, whatever that is. That was my first impulse. And you know, that's led to this. But I guess that was the idea.
Do you have any personal experiences in hotels in Eastern Europe? Is it based in reality somehow?
One central personal thing is that this character played by Rafe is modeled on a real person. Most movies I've done, many of the characters are related to somebody in real life in one way or another. This one is very much based on this one friend. It's his personality. And it's his language. I mean, it's literally his words sometimes that Rafe is speaking.
Does he know he's in the inspiration?
Yes, he knows it. But if you asked him, are you the inspiration? He would say, no, it's not me. But if you said to him, it's not you, is it? He'd say, well, I mean.
There are so many references to so many books and films, but when you are writing it, does it come naturally or do you put it in intentionally?
Well, in the case of this, this first book that I read by Stefan Zweig, Beware of Pity, which is you know, some years ago, I thought as I was reading it, maybe I could make this into a movie. And you know, it's a big story, really. To make that into the best movie it could be, I think the best version would be a 12-hour, you know, miniseries. Yeah. But then I started thinking as it went further, and then I read some of his short stories, and then also his memoir, and I started thinking maybe I would like to do. As I got to know his body of work, I started thinking I would like to do something like this whole body of work that I'm reading about, and maybe I can do my own version. But I was pretty overtly thinking about it, even as I was reading the first one.
There is a line in the film about Gustav that he's attached to a past that was gone before he entered it. I wondered how much that applied to you. What sort of attachment do you have to a past, even if it's an imaginary one?
Well, I think, especially preparing a movie like this, you end up, or what we did was we ended up going to a lot of places that we found in old photographs and seeing, can we go and recreate this view? What has changed and what do we need to do? And it's hard not to not have moments where you feel a bit sad about what is not there. So often I think mainly just because there's so many more people and the world just changes to accommodate them. In spite of that, I don't really feel that way in my life.
Can I ask you about the actors? You use your actors again and again, especially Bill Murray.
I'm very lucky that I got to know him at this early moment when I was started making movies, because I got to work with this actor who was sort of entering into a new part of his career. He had been doing more and more kind of adventurous movies and you know, a great, powerful and extremely funny actor, and at the same time somebody who is the greatest sort of friend a filmmaker can have. He's somebody who can really help you, and you know, he then already had a lot of experience on movie sets.
Is he allowed to improvise in the movies?
Well, everybody's allowed to do anything, especially a movie like this one. It's not that easy to improvise with, really. You know, it's sort of weird writing, so it's not so natural to improvise with it. But Yeah, I feel like they all improvise how they're going to do it.
The film takes place in the past, but talks about very important issues of today, like immigration, for instance. Why was that something that mattered to you?
Whenever it's set, I'm usually writing about sort of the things I'm thinking about, and the things I'm thinking about are what I'm seeing in my life, and a lot of it is what I'm reading and what I'm interested in that way. I'm probably not trying to share my views, but I'm trying to make an experience that incorporates the things I'm interested in.
Do you feel this film is more serious?
On my own, I wouldn't really define it that way, but certainly, just because it's about like the darkest time in history practically, and that, you know, it's the edge of that. There's a cloud there that is over it. I don't think I've ever had a movie with so many dead bodies and blood and everything like that. And some general threat over the whole story.
Why did you decide to create a new country instead of using Hungary, Poland, or something like that?
Well, really, just because I can, you know, because I have the option to make my own. And so every time I've made a movie, I like the idea of being able to do that kind of process. It's just a space to make something.
From the Berlin Film Festival, this is Mariane Morisau for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.